Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Got out coached from the beginning. I mean, forget the SEC 0-3. Let's talk specifically Kentucky, Oakland here. If you want to see my other reactions from Mississippi State's loss to Michigan State or South Carolina's loss to Oregon, that is what it is. But Cal, once again, getting completely out coached. And I'm a guy that was a Cal defender. I was a Cal defender for years. I thought, hey, man, but dude, one tournament win in 4 years. What are we doing? Forget that. How do you let Jack Golkey, who, if you living under a rock, if you don't know who Jack Golkey is, I don't know what you've been doing either. Guy went 32 tonight, went for 32 tonight, 10 for 20, 10 for 20. I mean, yeah, I think he put 6-7 threes up in the first half. You single-handedly, let's look at this box score. You single-handedly let one guy beat you at Kentucky. At Kentucky, you let one guy. How do you not red X him? I mean, if you want to see a decent basketball, go see Joe Corona. He commented on my Kentucky tweet at halftime. What happened to the days in basketball? I mean, maybe even Alabama a little bit too, as bad as they defend. We'll see tomorrow. I don't think Charleston has a score like Jack Golkey, but still, Kentucky knew, unless I don't know who put together the scouting report here, Jack Golkey's their best player, their best scorer. He can shoot well. He's one of the best three-point shooters coming into the tournament. Coming into the tournament. And you don't face guard him? You don't red him? You don't X him? I don't get that. I say that because you couldn't go do that against Reed Shepherd in Kentucky because they have other scorers. Rob Dillingham, DJ Edwards, guys like that. Antonio Reeves, obviously. But Oakland doesn't have the scores if you just deny the ball from Golkey. I thought they did a decent job. I thought Kentucky did a decent job adjusting at half, but then they couldn't make any shots when they were defending. It made no sense. It all started in the first half. You gave Oakland a ton of confidence heading into half. It could have been worse for Kentucky, honestly. I bet Oakland's sitting there like, man, we kind of controlled. I wouldn't say dominated. Dominated is not the right word. But we kind of controlled that first half against Kentucky. And they were, what were they up? I got to go back. I mean, it's pretty irrelevant. Three. They're up three. But man, let's look at the other box score here. Outside of Golkey, the next leading scorer was their forward, Townsend. Again, if you deny Golkey, let's just give him half of what he got tonight, 15. Kentucky probably wins an ugly double-digit win. If you just deny him the basketball, man, it's baffling. That's bad coaching. That is rec league basketball coaching. I have a buddy in Ocean Springs this week. He just won his 5-6-year-old rec league team. He told me in their last game, all they did was just totally face guard the other team's best defender. That's a guy who's never coached basketball in his life, coaching a 5- and 6-year-old basketball rec league. And that's pretty 101, 2+2=4 strategy there. John Calipari said no. We said no. Or whoever's in charge of the defensive scouting report for Kentucky, but it ultimately goes up the chain. And somewhere between them leaving Lexington and getting to Pittsburgh to play in this first round, they decide they don't want to defend Golkey. That's baffling, man. They decided at halftime he didn't get near as many points. They decided to face guard him a little bit. But even he still hit some big shots. And again, give Golkey some credit here. He hit some tough shots. But if you defend him, face guard him, red X him, you never even touch the bat. He never touches the basketball to have an opportunity to make those tough shots. That's bad, man. That's bad. That's bad basketball. They're not even thinking the second half offensively for Kentucky here. Let's go to the team stats here. Kentucky ended up field goal percentage 42% for the night. I mean, the Golden Bears, I mean, Oakland was only 41%, but they shot 48% from three, where Kentucky shot 33%. From three, and Kentucky was the best three-point shooting team coming in the country. And that happens at night. That happens at times. But the thing that killed me a little bit in the second half for Kentucky, maybe this is outside of Cal's fault a little bit. Sometimes we put a little bit on the coaching, and don't believe me, this whole loss is on Cal. He's in charge, and we'll talk about his buyout here in a minute. But even guys like Reed Shepherd, DJ Wagner, other guys passing up shots, specifically Reed Shepherd, just looking a little hesitant. Like, he didn't want to take it. Antonio Reeves, an older kid, he was taking shots. I mean, Antonio Reeves here finished with, what, 27 points? I mean, 5 for 9 for 3. There's really not more you can ask for him. But Reed Shepherd, 3 points, man. 3 points. 1 for 3. Had as many points as he had three-point shot attempts.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This was just an utter failure. I mean, I thought they had a decent shot. And I mean, even if they won this game, I'd have been a little concerned even in the NC State. I don't know who would have covered DJ Burns for me. It's NC State, Texas, scrappy bunch. I think they do a good job. This Kentucky, they just weren't a mentally tough team. And I hate saying that because I'm not in the locker room. I don't know the day-to-day. But this is just not a mentally tough team this year. It wasn't. And then you take on the personality of your head coach. You just take on the personality of your head coach. It is what it is. Cal's been there since, what, 2010 now? This is, what, 2014th season at Kentucky? I mean, what are we doing? What are we doing? What are we doing? That brings me to my next one. I saw Jeff Goodman just tweeted it. He has 33 million dollar buyout. I don't know if the dude actually – he's got a big ego now. Cal, you talk to anybody, the KSR people around the program and stuff like that, Justin Rowland, who works for the rivals, he's got a big ego. He's got certain boosters in his back pocket just from being there for so long, 14 years, he develops friendships. Cal may resign before they actually fire him. That's just one man's opinion. I haven't heard that exactly. But a guy like John Calipari, he started raising his own NIL collective. He wanted money from certain people. This guy's got a big ego now. Big ego. They all do. All big-time head coaches do. But certainly Cal. Like, he thinks he's fine. But, man, again, I'm a guy. I was a Cal sympathizer. I can't be anymore. You are literally changing. You are in witness of changing the guard right now for me. It's changing the guard of how I feel about John Calipari. Yeah, whoever, Race Harris, thank you for listening. He should. I can't wait for a change. Yeah, I mean, I don't see how Cal survives this at all. Like, either there's just going to be too much division now. I mean, after the St. Peter's loss last year in the second round, this year, it's just, you can't get it done. That just can't happen on a consistent basis. That's why I think that's where it's going to come to. He's going to end up resigning. He's going to end up resigning. They're going to end up settling, doing something. I'm not here because I want to get and watch some of this Tennessee game. Again, I'm going to give you my instant reactions for all the SEC games today. I can't even do a conclusion on what's next, looking forward to the next matchup, because all three SEC teams have lost, unfortunately. Again, and I think the first two games in the SEC today, to be expected. I mean, Mississippi State wasn't favored. Granted, it's about one, minus one. South Carolina, I mean, I think Oregon probably had the best game plan of anybody I'd watched all day, maybe outside of Gonzaga. Thought they had a phenomenal game plan against South Carolina. And then Kentucky. And I said, who had the best game plan today? Talking about who had the worst game plan of the day? We're within the same live reaction show here talking about that. The Kentucky Wildcats with the worst game plan going in. I don't know how you take don't take Jack Gaulke out of the game. You deny him. You red X him. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. That's baffling to me. And again, I think they did phenomenal. Kentucky had not anything phenomenally defensively all year. So they did a better job in the second half, but it was almost too late. You let the Golden Bears go into halftime with belief. And they thought, like, hey, it could probably be worse, and we're only up three. And then Kentucky just couldn't hit timely shots outside of Antonio Reeves at the time. Again, Reed Shepard being passive. Thought that was it a little bit. But, man, outside of that, it really wasn't for Kentucky here. I mean, Trey Mitchell, good to see Trey Mitchell back, the Pittsburgh native, playing in his hometown. Not a good final. But, yeah, I mean, outside of Antonio Reeves, everybody was a little gun-shy, for lack of a better term. And then outside of Gaulke, I mean, 32 points. I mean, your next guy – the Townsend kid, the forward who made some tough buckets. I'll give him that. They had some good interior offensive passing. I'll say that, especially in the second half. Especially Kentucky adjusted. Kentucky totally adjusted, and we're leaving that middle of the paint, mid-range shot open. which I was fine with. That's what you should have been doing in the first half. This game's probably a double-digit win for Kentucky. If they took the same strategy they had in the second half defensively, face guarded him, red exit. You're probably, if you've been listening since the beginning of this live show, you're probably like, this guy, red exit. What's that mean? If you've ever played basketball, it's used in high school terminology. If you ever played basketball at a decently high level, like I should say at an average level in high school, if you red X somebody, that means deny. They're not touching the basketball. Y'all are essentially, me and this guy, we're going to go play our own little game of one-on-one, and I'm going to take him out of the game. The rest of you guys go play 4-on-4. That's what that is. But, man, don't want to take too much of your time, guys. I'll stay on here for another minute or two for the for any comments or anything if anybody's got. But, yeah, Cal needs to go. I feel you. I'm not saying I feel you, but, I do at this point. But I feel you said that. Appreciate you listening. I feel you. I think it's over. Race Harris again. Let's just bench Rob and Reed for the first half. Start them in the second. Wait till we're down 20. Yeah, I mean, it's baffling, man. I mean, you go look at that article. The top 50 NBA prospects in the NCAA tournament. I think Kentucky had five. Five. That's what I'm saying. You couldn't just go face guard Red X, Reed Shepard, because you got Antonio Reeves, DJ Wagner, you Rob Dillingham. You got other guys. Oakland doesn't have the personnel or scoring threats to go take advantage of that. If Golkey can't score or get shots up, they're not winning. That was the only way they were winning. And I thought he did his job in the second half, like I said. But again, too late. Howard, every UK fan will have nightmares of the announcer yelling Golkey as he cam around another screen. Race two top 10 picks come off the bench. Yeah. I mean, what are we doing? What are we doing? This loss to me is worse than the St. Peter's loss. And I cover the SEC pretty hard. Like, I have a good knowledge of SEC basketball, the other big three, other big two sports as well, but specifically basketball. I'm mad for the Kentucky fan base a little bit. Kind of pisses me off that as much as Cal has a $33 million buyout to put that product out on the field. That's bull crap. Like, did you even prepare? Look, I know Oakland wasn't a bad basketball team. They came in with a confidence, some chip and stroke. If you listen to their press conference yesterday, Oakland thought they were going to win the basketball game. They straight up said, like, hey, I don't think Kentucky's ready for us. And I don't really think it was personnel mano y mano they weren't ready for us. The game plan for Kentucky, I don't think Cal was ready to coach a basketball game. Like,
this is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, Butterfly Dog. You're right. It's unfreaking believable. But again, guys, I'm going to get off here just giving an instant live reaction just because this is a massive deal. Biggest upset easily for the whole tournament. But again, the SEC 0-3. Mississippi State dropping the 1-2. Michigan State earlier, which you're fine with. South Carolina, Oregon. I think Oregon probably beats anybody maybe outside of Gonzaga today. I thought they played a really good basketball game. Great game plan by Dane Altman. It's a great game plan. First time you've heard that in this live stream. And then I think Kentucky, obviously Kentucky, but freaking – it's terrible. Oakland getting the 80-76 win, but just wanted to go just go over that, guys. Appreciate you joining us. Hey, maybe I'll join you after the Tennessee St. Peter's game for some kind of talking about somebody winning and a preview of the second round out of the SEC. With that being said, appreciate you joining us on this SEC Unfiltered platform. Again, SEC 24/7, 365, always coming at you with some SEC commentary. I hope you have a good night.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.